You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In the lead up to the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are catching up with some of the visually impaired athletes who will be competing at the Games. And I am delighted to say that I am now joined by visually impaired double Paralympic champion, seven times world champion and world record holder, paracyclist Sophie Unwin. Hi, Sophie. It's great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me back. That intro really makes me sound impressive.
Well, for last time we chatted was just after you and pilot Jenny Hole won the road race at the Paris 2024 Paralympic Games. And what an amazing win that was, with you beating the Irish team of Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly, who I think you also beat recently at the UEC Paracycling Road European Championships in Italy. Does that Paralympic gold medal in Paris seem quite a long time now for you, Sophie?
It does, yeah. It's amazing sort of how quickly the time seems to fly by. Yeah, that seems so long ago now. And it was just over 2 years ago. And sort of every season, a lot changes every year. So yeah, it feels like quite a long time ago.
For the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, of course, you are not competing as part of the Great British team, as it is nation against nation. And I think with Jenny joining the Scottish paracycling team, you are competing for England with a new pilot, with Anna Whitworth-Hay. How easy is it switching to a new pilot, as you and Jenny have been together since you took up the sport and competed in your first World Championships and the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games back in 2021?
Yeah, it's definitely different riding with different pilots. Like you say, I've been riding with Jenny since I started. Last Commonwealth Games, I did ride with someone else, a pilot called Georgia Holt. This Commonwealth Games, I have Anna Whitworth-Hay. And it's always a bit different trying to work out how you both ride together. Me and Anna are on actually a completely different tandem because she's quite a lot taller than Jenny, so she wouldn't fit on our normal tandem. And that means the tandem's actually a different size on the back for me as well. And Anna is a sprinter. So the events we have at the Commonwealth Games are the sprint events, which are the ones that I'm not as good at. So I've brought Anna in to be the sprint specialist on the front of the bike and really like nail those really sort of high power, fast accelerations for the sprint. We've done a few sessions now together, getting to know how each other ride. Anna is also new to riding the tandem, so she's having to learn a lot of how tandems work, how to pilot on a tandem, how much communication to give. But it's good fun and it's a new challenge. And I love Jenny. Me and Jenny ride very well together, but it's a nice, fun challenge to get on with someone else and be like, okay, how does this work with a different person on the front of the bike?
I suppose that must be quite an interesting sort of place to be in, because you, as a sort of a well-known and very accomplished paracyclist, you're having to, I suppose, train Anna in many ways.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. And it's quite a different role for me, because when I started, Jenny was also new to the tandem, but she had been riding and racing bikes for a long time. And it was very much, she was teaching me what to do. And I think sort of, obviously, we've now been very successful together and I've been doing this a few years, to now be able to have someone new come in and now I'm trying to teach her everything. It's a very different sort of role, and it's an interesting challenge to try and be as good as we can on the bike while also giving as much information as I can without overwhelming her.
And as you mentioned, of course, there's no road cycling at the Commonwealth Games. It's all on the track in the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome. What's it like competing in such a famous sort of velodrome like the Chris Hoy Velodrome, and, you know, sort of having all the cycling together as well?
Oh, it's amazing. I competed in the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome a couple of years ago. We had what they called the Super World Champs there, where they had all the cycling disciplines together. And that velodrome is incredible. The Glasgow crowd can support like nothing else. So I'm excited to be back at that velodrome competing with a whole crowd. And to have it mixed with the able-bodied side as well is amazing, because we tend to find whenever people watch paracycling, They love it. They just don't know when it's on. So they're coming to see the track cycling, and then suddenly they see tandems as well. And we've also got other classifications of para at this Commonwealth Games for the first time. So we've got solo bikes that have adaptations needed. And it's really good for us to get people watching our sport and the paracycling side of it who may have never seen it before. And the feedback we get every time is that they love it. Like the racing is exciting, especially like tandem sprint is such an exciting and fun event to watch. It's just people never normally know when it's on. So to have it in with everyone else means we get more eyes on it, and it's really good for us. And we love competing in front of a crowd.
Yeah, because I remember being in London, I think it was for the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, and that was just an amazing atmosphere in the velodrome in London. It was just incredible, the noise and everything else.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like a full velodrome because the crowds are actually so close to the racing and they surround it, and the noise just, yeah, like reverberates around the velodrome, and it's such a good atmosphere.
So, Sophie, some people might find it a little bit interesting that you were not a sporty child and you sort of, I suppose, took up cycling as a sport, sort of as a visually impaired person. And obviously, you've done incredibly well at it, winning lots of medals at the Paralympics, the Commonwealth Games, and also World Championships. And it's good to know that if you do have a burning ambition as a visually impaired person to take up a sport and do well at it, that you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, I did not have any sporting ambitions as a child. I found sport later in life. But I think what I would like sort of everyone to know, whether they're currently into sport or not, is there is a sport out there for them. I didn't start in cycling. My introduction to para sport was through goalball, which is a sport specifically for visually impaired people. But basically, any sport there is a VI version of it. So for me, I would just say if anyone has any interest in sport of any kind, go and try one. Even if you don't think you're going to like it, it's still worth going because you'll meet so many other visually impaired people. And that's for me what goalball was. I didn't know anyone else visually impaired other than my own brother until I went and started playing goalball, and I realized, oh, there's this whole community out there that I just didn't know existed. And that's what really That was what made me love the para sport, and then through that, then find cycling later on in life.
And what's next after Glasgow, as you and Jenny will be back on the tandem together, and I think for the Paracycling Road World Cup, which is in September in Alabama, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So, Road World Championships in Alabama, yeah, in September. So, that's going to be me and Jenny fighting for some more world titles. We'll have a time trial and a road race there. So much more the long distance events, the ones that sort of we're good at, but they're going to be a tough fight against the Irish pair.
Well, hopefully you might beat them again. And I do wish you and Anna all the best for the Glasgow Commonwealth Games and hopefully some more track medals for you. But Sophie, thank you so much indeed for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No worries. Thank you for having me again.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.